thing that we will ever need has been brought to light through the gospel.
Amen.
The Bible says it clearly. Hallelujah. The grace that is able to save has what?
Has
appeared to all men.
Amen.
It has already appeared, brethren.
Amen.
Now the hour has come for us to meditate on this grace. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And to receive it so that in our lifetime we shall be like the wise people in the sight of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We shall not just perish off like the world, but we shall enter into what? To eternal life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Through this message, let yoke be broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let people come out into the glorious liberty.
Amen.
Of the sons of God.
Amen.
Can you sit down? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I want to do something. That God is love, God is power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even as we preach here today, praise God.
Amen.
I expect that things are going to happen. Hallelujah. In our lives.
Amen.
Praise God. Brethren, let us spend time doing just one thing, and that is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Are you listening?
Yes.
That is the only thing that we are required to do in this new dispensation, that is to sit at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the King sit at my right hand. Let him sit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when he sits, I will open his ears and I will instruct him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The man of the Gadarenes, a very somebody that was mad. The Bible says that nobody could cure that madness. You hear the man of Gadarenes? The Bible says he was cutting himself day and night with chains. Amen.
Amen.
With sharp objects, with stones, shouting in the tombs, in the graveyards. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shouting for years, and people had tried to bound him. They will capture this man, this madman, and they will chain him and tie him. What did they do? This man was so strong that he would loosen himself and always set himself free, and was a nuisance in the town. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It became a scene that everybody just passes there. Because when you pass there, you see this man shouting day and night among the tombs. Praise God. And I want to tell you a secret. That man today is actually humanity. Praise God. Would you mind rise of problems that are embedded in man? Problems here and there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God teaches us a way to bring about our deliverance once and for all.
Amen.
How many of you have been for deliverance before? A pastor comes, he touches you, he says he cast out the devil. Amen. He cast out the devil, and you discover that you are even doing worse things than that. These men are what they call human doctors. They don't have the power to bring the healing that you seek. No man can give you that healing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It was until that madman of the gatherings came to the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came to the feet of Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That was when he got the deliverance.
Amen.
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 That is when he got what?
The deliverance.
It means submission unto the head, unto Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ cast out the demons, and the Bible says the demons entered into the pigs, into the swine, and they went down 2,000 of them into a deep slope, into the sea, and they choked and they died. Praise God. It's either you are receiving your deliverance like that man of the gatherings, or you are going down the slope like those pigs. Which one do you choose? It's either you are being, you are perishing and you are dying away, or you are being saved.
Amen.
It's either you are ascending or you are descending. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because those things that died represent humanity that rebel against the truth. Have you seen a pig looking down on the earth? You can never see a pig looking to the sky. It means that they are earthly minded, carnally minded. All the mind is the material things of this world. They are not interested in spiritual things. They are not interested in the things that pertain to God and His kingdom. And there are many, there are multitudes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And at times you are overwhelmed that how come you have the word of God and very few people get to actually, you see people interested, very few. Why? Hallelujah. Why? Because the multitudes are not interested in the things of God. Because they are invisible. They want something they can hold and see. Hallelujah. But they don't know that the things that you are seeing are what?
They're
passing away. But that is the truth. That which is invisible remains forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's very, very important to understand these facts. Amen. So you see, the man of the gatherings was found. You know, when they came back, they saw him at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's very symbolic. He was at the feet of Jesus, and the Bible says that he was in his right
mind,
right senses, right frame of mind. All these are in the Bible deliberately to teach us a mystery. You can see he was at the feet of Jesus. You see, that is the way we will be forever.
Amen.
Being at the feet means that we are subject to him. He's our head. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I cannot do anything. I just can just sit down at the feet of Jesus and just listen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In fact, that position of sitting down, if you look at, there were different feasts in the Old Testament, which are actually shadows. There was what they call the Feast of the Tabernacles, which was actually the highest of the feasts. And in that particular feast, what happens is that the people will make a, you know, palm trees, the leaves of palm, the palm tree, green. What they do to make the booth, a small hut with palm tree, with the leaves that they sit, everybody will sit down on that day. Nobody was allowed to walk. All he just needs to sit down. That is how, that's what God wants of his children. To sit down. You cannot save anybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot what?
Save anybody.
You can't save anybody. Amen. If you sit down at the feet, people will come and see you the way you saw that man.
Hallelujah.
That was mad. And they shall say, yes, there is God. What better way is that to preach? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They came and they saw him in his right senses. The right senses means the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible calls it the sound mind. The sound mind in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he's sitting, you see that position of sitting on his feet is a disciple. And the eyes of the disciple is on the master, just to receive. Praise God. And there are very, very great mysteries here, because in that realm that God is bringing every man to get into, what you'll be seeing is only Christ.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. What you are seeing in this new realm is only Christ, because besides him,
yes, sir.
And this is the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel saw a rock, a small piece of rock that was cut out of a mountain and thrown onto a statue, a monstrous statue. And that stone destroyed the statue, and that stone, Daniel said, the stone filled the whole earth. That stone is actually Christ. Amen. the knowledge of Christ will fill everything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
La conoscenza de Cristo, the knowledge of Christ will fill everything. And now it starts. You don't wait for signs. Don't look out for any sign. You will not see. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You will not see any
signs.
If you are a farmer and you are looking for a sign, you will never find it. If you are a farmer and you want to see the fruits every day before you farm, you will never farm. Because the farmer goes out to sow into nothingness. He puts his hand by faith and he sows into nothingness, and that nothingness turns into something. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
That is how we sow into the God's kingdom. Amen. Today you have the word of faith. Today God has given you a revelation of Christ in you. You see what our sister said in life? The life. Life is a blessing. All these teachings you are hearing today is like a seed that has to grow and germinate and blossom and blossom and until you know the birds and the beasts and all the animals come to stay under your shadow.
Hallelujah.
Because they shall see the glory of the Lord in you.
Amen.
Amen. Even those who have rejected you, they will still come back to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's all for a purpose. It's all divine. That's why God told me, don't get angry. Don't be bitter. Amen. Praise God. Don't be bitter. Hallelujah. Don't be bitter when this happens in your ministry. Don't be bitter when people treat you anyhow. Love them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that because you have kept my word, I will cause them to know that I have loved you.
Amen.
And they shall come to bow at your feet. Now they are not bowing at you as a man. They shall come to bow at the Christ in you.
Amen.
Because any man that must live must bow.
Amen.
At the feet of Christ.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To live, you must bow to that name.
Amen.
You must submit to that name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So let us be, you know, be grateful when you hear these things, man. Hallelujah. So by faith, don't look for evidence in this natural physical world. It's only by hearing. That's all. Only by hearing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be carried away with big crowds, multitudes. It is not a sign that God is there. Are you listening? It's not a sign that what
God is there.
No. Praise God. The multitudes hear in parables, they like lies. Amen. They hear parables. It's written in the Bible. The multitudes went there for what?
For bread.
For bread. Amen. Hallelujah. But somebody said, well, Pastor, I came here for money to make money, you know. When will you be wise enough to know that your life is not your life? You have no power over your life. James said, why do you boast that you go down into the city to pray and tomorrow you are going? Why do you boast? He said, I came to Europe to make money. Who told you you will sit to live that, to eat that money? Praise God. Let us understand. Let us be wise. Praise God. Let us be wise and hear strict instruction in this hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord told me to tell you, be stable. Don't waver. Don't waver, hallelujah, in this hour. Praise God. Don't waver what? In this hour, hallelujah. Because you are hearing what people have longed to hear for generations. It's coming to light now.
Amen.
Receive it, embrace it, and walk in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church is not a place you go to a big, you clap and you do record. We worship the Lord with faith, but it's not a show business.
At all.
Hallelujah. It's not show business. enjoyment, God knows what enjoyment is more than you think. That's what they call enjoyment in holiness, pleasures. Pleasures in God's presence. That, you see, you cannot fathom the great things that God has actually proposed for you from the foundation of this world.
Amen.
It's very important. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
we bless you.
Yes.
Let us remember that we came out of this world, we came into this world naked, and we must leave this world naked. Are you listening? Praise God. The gain of this world and the deceitfulness of riches as what is the thing that has caused problems for all men. People are carried away. People are swayed for the gain of riches, the gain of the glories of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, having riches itself is not a bad thing. Amen.
Amen.
But having riches without God is what will make you a fool at the end of the day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can walk with God and prosper exceedingly. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. And I've seen that thing happen in my life. I've seen that thing happen in my life when there was an economic crisis. I saw myself getting more and more higher. The more the economic crisis became difficult, the more that they were able to see me for more. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the people that are doing the same thing like me, some of them are complaining that they are no jobs. How can you explain that? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There are ways God can prosper you. Hallelujah. If you dedicate your life to preaching the gospel, to living on account of the gospel, it's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's quickly talk to the book of Jonah. I want to elaborate fast. Because we're talking about practical Christianity here now.
Amen.
Something that we should live by. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want us to understand Jonah chapter 2. I'm going to start from verse 1. I'll be fast. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. Now, matter what hell, cried I, thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then said I, listen to this word, I am cast out of thy sight. This is Jonah chapter 2 verse 4. Yet I will look towards the holy temple, towards thy holy temple. Praise God. The waters encompass me about, even to the soul. The depths enclosed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I came down to the bottom of the what, of the mountains, and the earth which her bars were about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. Now listen to this word here. They that observe lying vanities, forsake thy own mercy. Hallelujah. But I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of thanksgiving, and I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the
Lord.
Salvation is of the
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of us are young here today. Some of us are still young, and maybe you still not have some kind of challenges in life yet. Amen. I remember when I worked briefly in an oil company in Port Harcourt, where we used to go to the rig. And I remember one moment I took my Bible to one corner. I was reading the Bible in one corner, hiding. One elderly man came there and saw me the Bible. He said, "You read the Bible?" He was touched. I will never forget this one he told me. He said, my son, one, you can do it. He said, do it. You do it this time. He said, the time comes. But if you don't do it now, you can't do it again. This elderly man, he told me. And these are supervisors. I thought he come to school, but when he saw me, hey! He said, my son, now you can do this. You can read. Now you can do it well. Because the time comes, that you might not be able to do it again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are young, it's good to hold on to the Bible. Not when you are on your deathbed, that you start to cry, God, 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 God. Amen. Praise God. It's now that you have the chance. Seek the Lord while he may be seeking. This is the time. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So you see, people like Jonah, this is the experience of mankind. Amen. Anybody who's not standing on solid ground will find himself sinking into that place where Jonah has entered into. Hallelujah. It's an experience called hell.
Yes.
Amen. It's an experience called hell where people are separated and cut off from the presence of God. This is the root of all your problems as a man.
Yes.
Your problem as a man is not because there are no jobs. It's not because there is a crisis in town. Because if you have God, the ravens will fly to give you bread. Praise God. If you have God, you cannot lack in anything. Your faith, the faith that you have in God, we obtain everything you ever need. This was the original design. Praise God. This was the original design. So we had everything at our disposal, but this power was lost in the transgression. Amen.
Amen.
So what happens? The Bible says that Noah cried to God from the belly of the well, and he likened it to hell. Was cast out from God's presence. Read this Bible, these verses properly when you go home. Get a good news Bible, read it properly. You can see that he was saying that he was in a prison. He was in a prison house underneath the earth, underneath the sea, in the deep. The deep talks of the abyss. He talks about a bottomless pit where there is no light. Praise God. And the Bible says that he came to a point when he remembered God. Hallelujah. And he began to look once more unto God's holy temple. Hallelujah. Praise God. In prayers. Every man has experienced this to some extent. Doesn't matter whether you get to head of state, if you are a millionaire, if you have a fine wife or you have children, and things seem to be going well, I can assure you that you have not experienced the fullness of God's goodness yet. If you don't know the mystery of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be praying unto God. And this is your prayer today, brethren. When you say thy kingdom come, is a prayer to deliver you from the realm of hell and death. Praise God. Listen properly. Adam, when Adam sinned, what happened? He was cut off from God's presence. Isn't it? What did the psalmist say, David? He said, cast me not away from your
presence, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now you see Jonah saying this again, that I was cut off from your presence. In your presence is the word fullness of
joy.
If I'm away from his presence, there's no more joy. Because it's the joy of my salvation. The Lord is my life.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, where I am is where you will be. It is a gathering back unto God. Unto his presence, unto him. Because in that presence, no principality, no power Nothing. That's that is food for thought. You can see Jesus too himself descended. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He too descended. He descended into the lowest parts to experience what we experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he was faithful in the confession, and the Father did what? Honored him and exalted him far above.
Amen.
Father, glorify me with yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Now, there's something that is secret here. You want to keep this secret because this thing is very, very, very important. Because God, you know, the Bible is like a treasure box. When you open it, you see treasures, gold nuggets hidden there. This thing here reveals a way that you can escape the corruption that is in this world. The secret of life is hidden in the prayer of Jonas. Hallelujah. Because Jonas, as God answered him, he made a statement. He said, those that observe lying vanities forsake their
mercy.
Oh, praise God. Those that observe lying vanities forsake their
mercy.
At the end of this prayer, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Do you know why they say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you? The mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Hallelujah. Those that observe lying vanities forsake their mercy. I want us to understand that the problem with mankind is that we've lost our focus. Our eyes have deviated from the truth, and we do not see the truth. That is why we have the problem that we have today. Praise God. Very important you understand this. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that who will ascend God's holy hill? Listen to it. He has what?
Amen.
He has a pure heart and has not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Now, what is the ascension? Who will ascend unto God's holy hill? What is God's holy hill? We have to understand these terms, brethren. Because God keeps speaking about the holy hill, Mount Zion. Mount Zion, the holy hill. Why is he always mentioning a holy hill, Mount Zion? Why did Noah's ark get stuck upon a mountain? Praise God. Why did Jesus Christ go up to the mountain to transfigure? Why did Moses have to ascend to the mountain to receive the commandments? Why over the mountain? Because God is trying to tell you that there's a high realm of elevation.
Hallelujah.
He's trying to reveal to us a realm that's above all realms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. In the days of Noah, the mountain where Noah's ark got stuck was the highest mountain above all the other mountains. The flood covered all the other. That was so that everything else would be destroyed except that which is upon God's holy mountain. But how can we ascend onto God's holy mountain? He said a clean heart. But all these things go in hand. How can you get a clean heart? How can you get a pure heart? It's our ability to forsake vanity. Praise God. Vanity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Vanity. Paul writes that we should not be like the Gentiles who are what? Who are separated. Hallelujah. Hope is Lord. Who are alienated from the life of God because of the what? The vanity
of their mind.
Of their minds. Now you are getting, we're getting there now. The vanity of the
mind.
Hallelujah. Look, as you come in here today, what are you seeing? When you wake up in the morning, what do you see? What do you see? The psalmist said that I've had the Lord always at my
right.
Always. God is always seeing the Lord. He's not seeing another thing. Because if he sees another thing, he deviates from the way. It's not easy, is it? That is where prayer comes in. A life of prayer and meditation. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's not easy because if we forget easily. It's very easy to forget. You can have a good sermon like this today, and when you walk out here, it disappears. Praise God. That's why it comes to prayers, meditation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ had to at times go far away. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He had to go far away early in the morning before they are awake. He has gone on. Why? To keep himself acquainted with that invisible presence. The Lord is always at my right hand. And I tell you, the Lord is always there. But you must get acquainted. Develop yourself to recognize that presence and to acknowledge only that presence. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Only that presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. The eyes must be single.
Hallelujah.
The eye for the what?
Single.
And the single eye sees only the Lord and the Lord's kingdom alone.
Amen.
Hope praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the ways we can escape the power of hell and death. Praise God. These are messages God is giving us today to begin to understand how we can love one another, how we can appreciate one another. Because we cannot enter in by love, without love. We can't enter in without knowing the knowledge of life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but what should say, by me. That means the Christ. You must be able to see him and realize that that is the only one. And only by this knowledge can we enter into this new life. Because in this new life, we all share
one life,
one glory. Everything we share equally in love. There's no competition there. There's no all this backbiting. Everybody, we all flow in love. Sincere love for the brethren. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Sincere love for the brethren. This thing comes by, first of all, recognizing this one life. Because once we don't see this one life, we begin to miss it.
Amen.
He says that what? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We must see that one life and that one life. Now, let's come to the first Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. And let us see this thing together. Because I want us, these are things that we should meditate on. We've read this thing before, but I want us to see it.
2 Corinthians?
Yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the
flesh,
but after the
spirit.
Okay, let me start from the beginning again. Chapter 5, verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yet. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us unto himself by
Jesus Christ,
and has given unto us a ministry. Now, listen to this properly. You can see that the old things have passed away. The old way of thinking, the old mentality has gone
away.
And in this new mentality, everybody is reconciled to God.
Amen.
Plus the one that is abusing you outside, eh?
Uh-huh, of course.
Amen. Plus the one that took your husband away. Hallelujah. They have all been reconciled to God. But somebody said, well, that means I'm going to take another man's husband. It's okay. Well, you can carry on in hell if you want to. Amen.
Amen.
You can carry on in the old dispensation and die off if you want to. You can choose your choice. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All have been reconciled to God. He has reconciled all things unto
himself.
Now you have to understand the mind of God. When God does a thing, he will accomplish it. You don't have to know how he will do it. When God does something, when God says something, he will do what? He will accomplish it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Henceforth, no eye, no man after the flesh. Now listen to me. This is not a... You could take this scripture and just pray over this for the next 1 week. Every morning, just read it. And ask God to reveal to you what it means. This is the new mentality with which you can enter into God's kingdom and escape the vanities of this world. Because if you are still seeing people after the flesh, you are still walking in the vanity of your mind. You are not still understanding the mind of God. And God's mind is elevated. God sees the end from the beginning. God does not see you after your present circumstances. He sees you the way you are. The way you are known of him. And he can't change. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
John, 1 John chapter 5 says, little children, keep away from what? Idols. What are these idols?
Vanities.
Anything that does not reveal Christ to you is just vanity and an idol. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The invisible things of God are being revealed today by the things that are seen. Everything that you see. Hallelujah. Now, how old are you? 22. Okay. My first experience with God, when I started to know truth, was I was around 18 years old then in the university. Praise God. That's when I really had started to have revelation truth. Amen. That's when my heart was open to begin to see the scripture the way it is. And from that time, I was never anymore. You know, when you have this revelation, you cannot just be an ordinary Christian. Just go to church and just be an ordinary Christian. You walk in a different way. Praise God. So I always had this truth in me, and even when I refused to preach it, you know, people knew it was there. Everywhere I went, people knew that I had something in me. Everywhere I went, both white people, black people, they always told me that you have that something God gave you. Praise God. It's just like a miracle. You don't understand how certain things happen. It's strange. Praise God. You go to Nigeria, God is there. Go to Switzerland, God is there. Go to London, go to America, the same voice chasing me everywhere I went. Hallelujah. That's to confirm that the words of God are true. Praise God. Let us enter right now by faith into a new dispensation, Sister Queen. Everybody renewing their minds. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A new mindset. It starts now, eh? Praise God. It starts what?
Now.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And as we do these things, you will be healed spontaneously.
Amen.
You see the madman who was there looking at Jesus, at the feet of Jesus, he had removed all the vanities from his mind. And his mind was now focused on that one man. That is the centerpiece of the universes.
Yeah.
Everything maintained came out of him and is maintained by him. That is this powerhouse of the universe. Of the universe. And that is the only thing that there is.
Amen.
Everything that you see is simply a pointer to him. Everything. Everything. The animals in the sea, the things you see on the land, the tree, the concept of man, everything, the galaxies, everything are simply pointers to the invisible things of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So we must now get acquainted once more with the Almighty.
Amen.
Job says, get acquainted with the Almighty, and good will come to you.
Amen.
You shall be like the morning, and many shall arise to the brightness of the star in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Many shall be drawn to that glory that is in you.
Amen.
Praise God. How will you start now? Hallelujah. God said it's not about going around trying to do things, trying to do this. You can only just decrease and let him increase.
Amen.
The knowledge that I had in the past must be dying every day.
Hallelujah.
He must increase and I must decrease. It's not a matter of, I must. Because in him dwells the fullness of God. You know John said this? John says in him dwells the anointing without
measure.
Without what?
Measure.
You know when you say measure, that means, you know when you, like, you have cups, you put your small, but him, it's beyond measure. The totality of God
cannot finish.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says that in him we have what? Every spiritual blessing. Every. And with these spiritual blessings, you can get out the material things that you need.
Hallelujah.
For your daily life.
Amen.
Everything. Spirituality is like what? Like money, like coins. You know, you can use your spirituality to obtain anything you want. You can pull out your car out of the spirit realm. You can pull out your house. You can pull out your wife. That will not give you a problem.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. You can pull this out of the spirit realm by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Or the husband that won't give you a problem. The one that will stay at home. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. All these things are within your power.
Amen.
If you begin to walk in truth today, reducing ourselves daily, it means I will shut up my mouth. I will be less critical of people. Amen.
Amen.
I will learn to see good in every man. Amen. It's something that we must exercise. It's not easy.
No way.
No. I tell you, I've been through some battles. Family battles. You know family problems?
Pastor, you're not the only one.
That, so my brother did something to me. You know, for it to come out of me, the hurt was so much, and you can't come out. At times I knew that for months. This was surprise. I learned that from, I can't pray. I don't know people, but me, I'm the kind of person that when I have something in my mind, I can't face God. I have no rest. I can't rest. Remember, I see some people, when after doing things, they still come to church and I'll be wondering, how do they get that kind of faith? In those days, when I do something, I cannot even hear the people. That's where I am. But I see some people, they come right from killing somebody like that, drag them and say, praise God. I have wondered, where does he get his faith from? Hallelujah. Can we stand up and pray? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I want us to do special prayer today. Amen.
Amen.
Special prayer. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us hold our hands.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, this is the powerhouse of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the powerhouse of God. If you want to see God, if you want to find God, you better open your eyes and you see God here.
Amen.
Amen. You won't find him any other place. Praise God.
Amen.
And this is what the gospel is here about.
Amen.
To reveal this great thing to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, let your anointing flow.
Amen.
Let your anointing flow. Let it flow in Jesus' name.
Amen.